Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf pay test, and we're holding the top line on the Yomid, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah that Chatzi Loig Shemen Letoidim. As we've learned numerous times, every time you brought a carbon toida, you had to go and bring with it 40 chalas, 10 out of chometz and 30 out of matzah. And now we're talking about the 30 out of matzah, and it says in our Mishnah that the Chatzi Loig, that was one of the seven midois halach, which was the size of Chatzi Loik. What was the purpose of that? It was to contain the shemen that was necessary for the 30 chalois matzah of the carbon toida. Tan Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Ma Talmud Loimer. So the Gemara is going to now bring the mekoyer for this halacha of the Chatzi Loik shemen. By the way, this is only for the matzah's part. The chometz part did not have any shemen whatsoever. In the pasuk, the Gemara is now going to quote, the word bashemen appears three times. If you have the Torah or HaSholem, it says, im al toide yakrivenu, this is ois aleph, im al toide yakrivenu, if you're bringing these chalis toide together with the carbon toide, v'hikriv al zevach toide. Notice it says in the pasuk three times the word shemen, chalis matzais belulais bashemen, Rekike matzais mishuchim bashamin. The soilis murbeches chalais belulais bashamin. Three times. Why three times? Well, the first two are referring to the chalais belulais bashamin. The second is the rekike matzais mishuchim bashamin. And the third one is what the Gemara calls revucha or revicha. And each one of them required shemen. So all three together, the shir was a chatzi loik shemen. The next pasuk after that says, Al chalois lechem chometz yakrev korbanai. That pasuk doesn't mention the word shemen whatsoever. So therefore there is no shemen requirement for the chometz portion, only for the matzahs portion. Now you might think that since there are altogether 30 matzahs, 10 of the chalois matzahs belulois, 10 of the rekike matzahs, 10 out of the murbachas, we took the chatzi loik shemen, and we split it three ways. But if that is not the case, as we'll see mentioned in the Gemara, in fact, the first two, those are the chalois belulois, and the rekike matzois, they took up half of the shemen, meaning from the chatzi loik, they took up a revias aloik, and the other revias aloik was for the revucha. So, with this kind of brief introduction, let's see the Braisa Tanya Bekiva Oimer. Matam Aloim Bashemen Bashemen. Shnei Pa'amim. Why is the term Bashemen repeated twice in this pasuk? As we pointed out, it says three times. We're going to refer to the third time in another few lines. But in the meantime, we only focus on the first two Bashemens. Says Igmar, Iloi Nemer Elo Bashemen Echad. If we only say one time Shemen altogether, Hayisi Oimer Harihi Kachol Hamen Nochis. Like, as we know, the standard shear for every regular carbon mincha is an isorain on the salad side, meaning on the dry side, that's the mincha, and on the midas halach side, it's a loik. Loik echad for every carbon mincha, for every isorain. So, to more action, shekosa b'shemen b'shemen. Since it doesn't just say one time shemen, it says twice b'shemen, have a riboy achar riboy, then riboy achar riboy, elo lemaet. If it would have said only one time b'shemen, says our Gemara, I would have thought it was just like any other carbon mincha, which is a loik. But the Torah repeats it twice. Ein riboy achar riboy, elo lemaet, miyater kosev lechatzi loik. Took it from the normal, regular, standard loik size for your regular carbon mincha, one isorain. Guess what happens? Riboy achar riboy, it's only a chatzi loik shemen. Freik Dimara, that doesn't sound right to me. What do you mean it doesn't sound right? Because it says, riboy achar riboy, char riboy hu. It's only one riboy. What does it mean it's only one riboy? Because look how the braisa began. Let's go back to the Loshon HaBraisa. The braisa says, iloy nemar elu b'shemen echar, would only say one time b'shemen. I would have thought, Harihu kechol hamenochos l'loik. I would have thought it's like all the other menochos for a loik. Ah, so ibazoi, I'm using that first bashemen to go and tell you that this carbon toide has the same din as a carbon mincha, that for every isorin you have to have a loik. or for every korban mincha you have to have a leg. Now over here too, I have now my korban toida, and the toida, the 30 matzahs, are like a regular mincha, in the sense that if it would only say bashamen, I would go and say that it happens to be a leg. Now we're saying, in riba achariboy, elamayit, that instead of a leg, it's a chatzi leg. Freitimar riboy, achariboy, chan ribohu. There's only one riboy. Why is there only one riboy? Because the first bashamen is needed, legufe, to go and tell you that this korban toida has the same status as your regular korban mincha, that it's a leg. So therefore, you only have one extra riboy. We don't have this double riboy, achar riboy. So therefore, how do I know to go and take it from your loy and to decrease it to achatzi loy? So Timur, you're right. When we learned this in the brisa, we didn't really say it correctly. Ela ilu loy nemer bashemen kol iker hoyisi oimer hari huke chol hamenoches leloy. What the Gemara really is saying, what Rabbi Kiva is really saying is, it's not that the first bashemen tells me it's like your regular mincha that requires a loik. And now I have a second bashemen, which is a ribui achar ribui. No, that would only be one extra ribui, because I need that first bashemen. But rather, even if it wouldn't say bashemen at all, zero, I would know that since it's a carbon mincha, it's a form of carbon mincha, that implicit there's a loik. Since we're dealing with flour, every time there's a korban mincha, any dealing with flour, we always add a loik shemen. So even without even the first bashemen, I would have known.
No, because by minchas kote we don't have shemen in levon.
Okay, is minchas kote your typical mincha, or that is
no, it's not a universal rule.
You're 100% right. Do you ever know of any rule that is universal without any exceptions?
That rule.
Oh, so the point over here is a korban toida is just like a korban mincha, that it's in a dava. You don't bring a korban toida b'choiva as a chote, you only bring it as in a dava. So although the Gemara doesn't throw in the word nedava each time, whenever you see the word mincha in this connection, since a toida is a nedava and a mincha is a nedava, think of it as being a mincha sedava. So if it wouldn't say bashemen at all, says the Gemara, I would know that it happens to be a loik. So in bazoi nochmol ele ilu loy nemer bashemen kol iker, if it didn't say at all hayisi oimer, if somebody would have asked me what would the minimum share, I would say harik chol menachas, it's like a regular mincha minchas nidava leloy that you require loy. Achshem bashem bashemen, since it says it twice, oh now it's a ribi achariba elolemayit. So therefore we've changed the lotion of the brisa slightly, so it's not that just the second bashemen is the extra one, but both bashemens are extra, because without either shemen, I would have known. It's just like a standard, regular minchas nedava that requires a loik. Here too, my standard toida would require a loik. Now that I have a ribay, miyate akosim lechatzi loik. Now that I have established chatzi loik, and that it's applying to the 30 matzois of the toida, yochli he chatzi loik zem eschalk lishloishes minim. I would think you take the chatzi loik and split it three ways. So therefore you would have a sixth, and a sixth. Three times 1/6 is altogether 3/6. And 3/6, of course, would be a chatzi loik. So maybe I give a six for chalas, a six for rekikin, and a six for revicha. Kishoimer bashemen, now I have the third bashemen, and that bashemen is in the berevicha. Where is the berevicha? Going back to the pasuk again, we had the chalis matzois, we had the kikoy matzois, the soilis murbeches chalis belulois bashemen. So this shemen is for the revicha. She'ein tamud loymar. Why was it necessary to repeat that third bashemen? We could have had all of the three descriptions of the matzois. The matzis, belulois, rekike matzis, soilis murbeches, and then finish off with one bashemen. Well, if we tell us one bashemen, that would be one riboy. By having subsequently a second bashemen, that would tell us two riboyim. Ein riboy achar bir elamayit, chatzi loy. By the fact that the Torah has now added the third one, and the third one is with the revucha on its own at the end of this pasuk. She'ein tam aloyma, what does it come to tell you? Riba shemen revicha, to go and tell you that shemen revicha, that the Revicha has more shemen than the other two. Now, what is the greater amount? Okay, it said maybe chatzil like shemen b'chaytzeil. Chetzel chazor kikim chetzoy le'revicha. You take that half a loig, which we've already learned from the first two bashemens. And now we've added on the third bashemen. This is anocha riboy achar riboy, and now it changes from the chutzi into a revias. Not that there's a revias altogether. There's a revias for purposes of the revicha, and there's a revias for purposes of the first two, the chalois, belulois, and the rekiken mishuchen. Okay, zayigit, so the half now has been split up, quarter and a quarter. Quarter for the first two, and then a quarter for the revicha. Omele Reb Luzer ben Azayah. Reb Luzer ben Azayah now addresses Reb Akiva, since they were colleagues, speaks to him in the first person, Akiva. You could even bring in 100 times Bashemen, again and again and again. I'm not going to listen to your drasha. And the reason is because I have a Kabbalah, says Reb Luzer ben Azayah, Elechatzi loig shemen letoyder, which is what we have just been discussing. Urevias shemen lenozir. As you know, by a nozir, every nozir, when he brings his three kabbonis at the time of his trying to become back into, to release himself from the isurim that are imposed upon a nozir, so these kabbonis are lahatir, so that from now on he'll be able to drink wine, eat grapes, go to levayas, take haircuts, etc. So there, the Torah says, by the el nozir, you have to bring two types of chalois. It only refers to the chalois belulois and the rekike matzis mishuchim. Does not refer to the revicha. So therefore, the revias shemen is two-thirds of the three different species or different types by the matzis of the toida, and they have a revias. I could l'choira have learned this based on logic, because if, when we're talking about the toida, the revias hashemen is for the two, that is for the chalis matzis and the rekikei matzis, and those are the only two by the nozir. Therefore, that's why it would also have the same revias shemen. Nevertheless, as Reb Luzer ben Azayah, I have a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, but the chatzi loig shemen and the revias shemen the nozir, as well as something unrelated, v'achad osa yom shebein nida le'nida, the 11 days between nida and nida, that's when a woman can become a zava, because her regular period has ended, she's already gone to the mikveh, she's already no longer your monthly nida cycle, and out of nowhere, boom, she sees blood again during the 11 days between one nida and another. Then it depends, of course, if it's, she sees one, she sees twice, she sees three times, all the halachas which are involved by Zavik Tana, Zavik Doyla. So where do you get 11 days from? Maybe it's 10 days, maybe it's 12 days, maybe it's 2 weeks. Zoktimar, it's all halacha l'moshe b'sina. Okay, so there's no machlok is the halacha between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Blazim and Azari. The only question is whether we learn the din of chatzi loik shemen from psukim, from bashemen, bashemen, or do we learn it rather from halacha l'moshe b'sina. And we continue back to our Mishnah. It says the Mishnah belug hoya moided. Now this belug hoya moided, you recall we had in the Mishnah yesterday a major, major machlekes. What's the major machlekes? If you bring your standard korban mincha, the minimum, as we know, is one isorin of flour. And on the other side of the
Shelly is just joining us. Late breaking news. Oh, Shelly, coming.
Shelly, welcome back. I get in zummer. Are you still walking around with a cane, or you're able to walk around your tool? Sorry?
Unfortunately. Unfortunately.
I see.
But, the cane needs nurturing.
Ah. Well, you're in very good company, because, as you know, the Benos Slavchad in the Torah were all very, very great Chachmonios, Tzidkonios, etc., like Chazal bring, and it says that they all used a cane. How do I know? Because Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Cain b'noi slavcha doivreis. Ah, so you see that they also worked with a cane. Good. But I don't want this to go on much longer, because we learn, lo yeosa cain b'mkoymenu. We don't want you to walk around with a cane, we want you to go and zvai git to feast, run the marathon, and continue your askonis for Klai Yisrael.
Well, at least I mata.
Mata, okay.
Okay,
exactly. So we continue on. Veloig hoyem moided. We're halfway down Pei Tes Amud Aleph, right before the wide light. On your normal korban loig, sorry, your normal korban mincha, minchas nedova, what do you have to bring? A minimum of one isorin of soles, of the flour, and on the other side, you have one loig of shemen. What happens if you didn't bring just one isorin, but you brought 10 isorinim, or 20, or 50? We have a machloikis in our Mishnah, whether you still use just one loig, even though it's going to be that much more difficult to do the mixing, because it's one thing mixing one loig with one isorin, it's quite another challenge to take one loig and mix it with 10 or 20 or 50 esrei. But one mandiyama holds, that is the halacha. The other mandiyama says no, that the more esreinim, the more loigim. So if you have 10 esreinim, 10 loigim, 20 esreinim, 20 loigim. The maximum we had in the Mishnah was altogether 60. Why 60? Because the chachamim... Very good. Because the chachamim tell us that up to 60 you can still do a fairly decent job of doing the bila. Obviously it's going to be very labor intensive. You're going to have to go and be bolel, who knows, 150 times until this one leg of shemen is mixed in with the other. However, once you go to 61, segaitnish, it just doesn't work. You can go and mitzitzach a whole day and a whole night. It's never going to come out a good bila. So therefore, if you were menader or menadev a korban mincha, up to 60 esroinim, since the chacham shtelled the vek that you can go and do a bila, then even if you don't do the bila, because the bila is not ma'akiv, like Brother Shai said a moment ago, but it has to be roi le bila. Once you get to 61, it's not roi. So if you were menader a korban of 61 esroinim, you're going to have to bring it in two separate kelim. One kli that would be a maximum of 60, and the other one of 1. And if each one would require its own kmitza, etc., etc. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so we have this machloikis. What's the machloikis based on? How we're going to interpret the following psukim. Tana Rabban. B'mitzayra oniksiv isorain bolul v'loik. Now the Gemara is going to tell us in another couple of lines that your regular, normal mitzayra osher, he has to go and bring 3 karbanos, and together with his 3 karbanos, he had to go and bring 3 esroinim. Oh, very nice. When we get to Metzayra Oni, then you only have to go, you still have to bring 3 karbanos, but it's 1 animal and 2 oifos. Now, in the case of the Metzayra Osher, the 3 animals were 2 kvasim and 1 kivsa. Whenever you bring a keves, as you know, when you're bringing your mincha together with it, like your minchas nesachim, so we had that extensively in the Mishnah yesterday, the day before. So by a keves, you have 3 loik. How do I know 3 loik? Because chatzia hin yela par, shlisha sehin la ayil, or revia sehin la keves. Revia sehin, a hin has 12 loik, so revias of a loik, has 12 loik, a quarter of 12 loik gives you 3 lugan altogether. So you have all the, everybody okay? Fine? Good?
Yep.
Fine.
Yeah.
Good. So now, if you, why don't we take out, and if you have a chumash handy, if you do, it's good, then nisht, I'll just read it out to you. This is in Parshas Metzora, where you would expect it to find it, because we're talking about a Metzora. So it says here in Parshas Metzora, Vayikra, okay, and Vayikra Yedalit, okay.
Okay, we're into the Yikra
Yudalit. Yeah, the Yudalit is Kapitel, not Kapitel, Perik Yudalit.
Perik
Yudalit. Look at, please, Pasuk Yud in Perik Yudalit. Pasuk Yud. It says in the Pasuk, Ubayoy Mashmini, meaning 8 days after the...
Isn't that interesting?
Interesting? Yeah?
Yeah, extra meaning.
Okay, Shemini, yeah, it's an extra meaning, yeah. Anyway, so the Metzora has, Baruch Hashem, become Tohar. He brought his 2 Chayis Tohirais, and he shechted, not Chayis, Shtei Tziporim Chayis Tohirais. He shechted one of them, sent one away. He waited 7 days, he did a Tiklachas, he went to the Mikveh. Now, Pasuk Yud in Perek Yudalit sounds like this week's Parsha. Uviyom Hashmini. Now it's on the eighth day, because our Yom Hashmini in this week's parish is talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they officially erected and inaugurated the new Mishkan. Here we're talking about the eighth day of the purification of our Mitzvah. So what does he do? Yikach shnei chvasim tmimim v'chavsa achas bashanosa tmimim. Three animals altogether. Three. Two kvasim and one kifsa. Ushloisha esroin in the soiles mincha belulav Hashem and v'loik echad shaman. Oh, three esroinim and one loik shaman. Very good. Now, then the pasuk tells us in pasuk Yudbeis, v'lokach hakoynis akevus echad, and he brings it for a korban osham and the loik shaman. What do you do with the other kevis and the kifsa? That's a pasuk Yud Gimel. You have the chatos and the oila. Okay. That's by your regular, normal metzora osher. Not osher, he has to be a multimillionaire, but at least he's not a metzora oni. Brings three kabanas, three behemoths. But the key for our Gemara at this moment is that in Pasuk Yud, he brings a mincha of shloisha esroinim soiles mincha l'Hashemen v'loig echad shaman. Now this loig echad shaman is not the loig that we're mixing together with the mincha. Because soiles mincha b'luv ha-shaman, it has its shaman that gets mixed in with it. This loig echad shaman that we're talking about is a special loig which the kohen is going to use to administer on the tenuch oizen hayimonis, the boyin yod hayimonis, boyin rag hayimonis, and also to go and be maza sheva pa'omim lefnei Hashem. If you don't trust me, look at Pasuk Yudalid, V'lokach HaKoyim Midama Osham Menosan, then Pasuk Tezvav, V'lokach HaKoyim Miloik HaShaman, V'yotzek Al-Kaf HaKoyim Esmolis, V'etav HaKoyim Esetzvay HaYimonis, V'en HaShem HaKaf HaYesmolis, V'hiza seven times, U'miyasur HaShemen, Pasuk Yudzayin, Yitzen Al-Tanuch Oizan Amitar HaYimonis, V'yon HaYimonis, V'yon HaYimonis, Al-Dama Osham. So that's a special loik shaman. And that is vis-a-vis three behemoths. Now we're getting to Pasuk Chof Aleph. Chof Aleph at Shlishi. The Imdal Hu. Oh, this is the Metzora Oni. Then Yonah Masekas, he can't afford three animals. The Lokach Keves Echad Osham, one Karman Osham, the Snufa. And Yisorim Soydes Echad Bolu Bashem, the Mincha, the Loik Shaman. Oh, Yisorim at the Loik Shaman. And then instead of the other two animals for the Chatzas and the Oila, Ushte Toyra Moshne B'nei Yonah. One is lechatzas, one is loig. Now that we've gone through all of this in 1 minute or less, the focus of the Gemara now is on Pasuk Chof Aleph. We're talking about a Metzora Oni. He can't afford the three kvasim. He's only going to bring the two kvasim and one kifsa. He's only going to bring one kevis. That's going to be Lo'osha. Now, the final words in this Pasuk, the Isoroin Soilis Echod, one Isoroin, Bolul Bashemen, which you're going to mix with Shemen, Limincha, and the Loik Shemen. Now, even though this Loik Shemen is once again like the Loik Shemen that we had previously, that this is separate, having nothing to do with the Karban Mincha. The Karban Mincha was already Bolul Bashemen Limincha, but he had that. This is a separate Loik Shemen. But the Gemara is going to darshan now that since this is all extra, why is it all extra? Because since we said in connection with the three karbonis that you bring three esroinim, so the choyre in connection with one, when I say karbonis, both cases are karbonis, but in terms of the three behemoths, we said you had three esroinim, so when you only have one keves, logic would tell you have, sorry?
You only bring one.
Only bring one esroin. And the pasuk says one esroin, and adds the loik shemen at the end. And the Gemara is going to say, this is now the makor that your standard korban mincha is one isorain with one loik shemen, and even if your korban mincha is huge, that it is 60 esroinim, altogether one loik shemen. That's the Tanakam. Of course, the other Tanoim learn differently, that you have to add one loik per Isarim. We'll see what they hold momentarily. Taner Rabbanan, back to the Gemara, Metzora Oni, Ksif. Says by Metzora Oni, Isarim Bolu V'loik. The Gemara is parsing the Pasuk over here. You'll notice Pasuk is Pasuk Beis in the Torah Ora Sholem, which is Pasuk Chof Aleph, which we just read That's a much longer pasuk than just Isor and Bol V'loi. But the Gemara just snatches or plucks three key words for purposes of our drasha. Limeid al Isorin, it comes to tell you that an Isorin, as well as multiple Esroinim, Shetoin Loig, they have to be Bolul with the Loig Shaman. Even though that Loig Shaman is referring to the spritzing Loig, not the mixing Loig. However, the Gemara feels that this is repeated a number of times. For instance, if you go to Pasik Chav Dalit, V'lokach HaKoynes Keves Oshem V'yes Loig HaShaman. We already spoke about the Loig HaShaman. And then later on in Pasik Chavav, U'men HaShem and Yitzhak HaKoyn. So the Loig HaShaman is repeated a number of times. We also had it by the Metzoyer Asher V'loig HaShaman. So the Gemara feels that it's extra and therefore we can use it Lidrasha. And that Drasha is that your standard Korban Mincha, whether or not, it's got to be a minimum of an Isarim. That's what the Pasuk says, Isarim Sayers. But even if it's 2 Esrayim, and 10 Esrayim, and 50 Esrayim, the same din applies, V'loig Shaman 1 Loig, Limed Al Isarim, Shetoin Loig, Divrei Chacham. Although it just says Limed Al Isarim, he means the minimum of an Isarim requires a Loig, and then it goes all the way up to 60. So, no, this, the Tanakhama holds one loik per Isarin. So one Isarin is bolul with one loik. Two Isroinim are bolulim with two loikim. Three Isroinim are bolul with three loikim. Each Isarin is bolul with a loik shaman. No, only one loik for the whole kitten kaboodle for all 60. Shenemer, how do I know? The same pasuk. One word that we left out from the pasuk was lemincha, lemincha v'loig shaman. So therefore, according to Mechem Rebbe Lezer, don't focus on isorayim v'loig, but focus on isorayim soilis echad bol b'shem and lemincha v'loig. Ah, so every mincha requires a loig, no matter how big the mincha is, whether it's a tiny mincha of one isorayim, or a huge mincha of 60 esrayim, same halach applies, ein lo ella luga altogether. For the Chemer Belezer, my high isorim bol v'loig, my abdilei, what do they learn from the isorim b'loig v'loig, I'm sorry, bol v'loig of the Tanakama? Tanakama learned from that for every isorim you have to have another loig. And for the more ha'hulegufe, that the Torah is telling us, the minimum, the Ko'amar, Rachmana, the Torah tells us for purposes of this Metzoyer Ani, Laisi Chad Isorin, bring one Isorin. So don't learn from this, oh, one Isorin, Metaloig, that every time you have a carbon, it's one loig per Isorin. I need the Isorin to go and teach you Hilchas Metzoyer Ani that you need one Isorin. I wouldn't have known it. So tomorrow, the Idach, the Tanakama says, Lugufaloi Tzarech. I don't need the pasuk to go and tell you that isoroin bol v'loig. Midikoli rachmana gami metzoyde gimel kabanis. The gimel is rainos. There it says three kabanis, three esrainos. So logic tells you hacha dechad carbon. Since we no longer have three behemoths, we only have one behemoth. So what do you do? It's chad isoroin, and therefore this isoroin bol v'loig is imberik. It's superfluous. Come to tell you that for every isoroin, add a loig. Two Esrayim, two Loigin, three Esrayim, three Loigin, and so on and so forth. The Idach and the other man, the Yamar, that says, no, I need it legufe. Itzrech, so kadai techamena hoi b'chos rachman alei, lasuya b'dalis, since the Torah is having rachmanis on the Metzoyra, and he's saying, Metzoyra, if you cannot afford three behemoths, you only have to bring one behemoth and two oifes, so therefore the Torah is having tremendous rachmanis. You're saving our big bundle, not having to bring in two sheep, but just bringing in these two small Torah b'nei oina. So, aim a loyli boy mina klal. Maybe you don't need any korban mincha, not even one isorin. You're getting a freebie. So I might have thought, so therefore I need the isorin bol b'loy to tell you the minimum for hilchois metzoyra ani. So I cannot learn from that, legabe kol ha'teira kula for ala menochois, that one loik per isorin. No. It's no such thing to go and find that you would have a korban without a korban, without the mincha whatsoever, you have to have the korban mincha. And what the Gemara is telling us is that every single asham mitzoyra requires a korban mincha, minchas nesachim. So that we knew already, and I don't need the pasuk for that, to go and say that you don't need any korban mincha, not nishdo azazach. Of course, you would have to have at least one korban mincha nesachim to accompany your korban. Rabbanan hayle mincha v'lo yikshamen my avdilei. Since the Rabbanan learn l'mincha v'lo yikshamen one per, not actually, these Rabbanan is referring to Nechemi Reb Lezer. They are learning their din from the word mincha. The what mincha? That even if you had 60 esrainim, only one loik, l'mincha v'loik shaman. What do they learn from Isor and Bolu v'loik? So Gemara, hai l'mincha v'loik shaman, Rabban, hai l'mincha v'loik shaman, my avdilei. How the misnad mincha shli yivchais. Okay, so the Rabban, I'm sorry. Since I was helping my wife with putting away all the kelim last night, I went to sleep around 2 o'clock, and I was up already before 6, so sorry for changing. This Rabban is referring Nochamul to the Chachamim. The Chachamim learn from the Isor and Bolu V'loik. It's Rav Nechemi Reb Lez that are learning from the Lemincha V'loik Shaman. So Rabban Hay Lemincha V'loik Shaman Mai Avdilei. What did Rav Nechemi Reb Lez learn from that? They said that even a huge mincha has only one loik shaman. But the Rabbanim disagree, and they say that for every isarin you have to have another loik. What do they do with the mincha loik shaman? Everyone will miss now the mincha shli yivchais midover hatoin loik. My new isarin. The Rabbanim is saying you don't learn from here maximums. We learn from here minimums. And the minimum is that you have to bring at least one isarin with one loik together with it. But naturally, if you brought 5 Yisraelim, or 60 Yisraelim, then you have to bring 5 Lugim, or 60 Lugim. So just telling us the minimum, it's not telling us minimum and maximum. The Idoch Tarti Shamas Mina, the two Tanoim, Reb Nechemi Reb Elezer, they say no, that from the Mincha V'Leik Shaman, it's telling us both the minimum and the maximum. In other words, the minimum of the Mincha has to be the Yisraelim, like it says in the Pasuk. But the maximum 60 Yisraelim is also the same, lemincha. And the Torah only says, v'loik shemen. In all cases, one loik shemen, whether it's an Isarin or whether it's 60 Yisraelim, it's all the same, according to these two mandiyam. But the Rabban hold, no, one loik per Isarin. Continuing on the Mishnah now tells us, shisha lepar, arbo li'ayl, shloisha lekeve, straight to one minola. Now this is very, very straightforward. It's mamish in Psukim. We learned yesterday on Yom Tov from Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, it's repeated a number of times. We have Chatzia Hin Yeh Lapar, Shlisha Sahin La'ayil, or Revia Sahin La'keves. Here it's too much Yoyim, but in Parshas Koirach, it says over there that the same is either Shlach or Koirach. It says over there that the same thing applies to the Shemen. Anyway, so that's Chatzia Hin, Shlisha Sehin, or Revia Sehin. The Gemara is going to tell us in a moment that a Hin has 12 Lugim, so half of 12 gets you to 6, a third gets you to 4 Lugim, and a quarter gets you to 3 Lugim. Now, that's vis-a-vis the Midas Halach, and that's what Ataka says in the Mishnah. Shisha Lapar, that's 6 Lugim for the Par, that's Chatzia Hin. Arbo La'ayil, the 4 Lugim is the Shlisha Sehin, and Shloish Lekevis, the 3 Lugim is Revia Sehin. Hin tracer lugi havi. It's 12 altogether. How do I know the siv? Shemin zayis hin uksiv shemin mishos koydish yeze li ledoyre seichem. So what do I see from these two psukim? I see that there's a shear of a hin, and I see that this shemin amishcha is ze li ledoyre seichem. You'll recall that we had a machloikis yesterday in the Gemara whether or not one of the 7 midos was a hin, because it was only used once in history as part of the Shemen HaMishcha to go and be Moshech all of the first Haran HaKoyin and then all of the Kelim in the Mishkan. So what do I learn from these two psukim? We learned that since it says Zeh, it says Yimor Zeh Bikimatria Treisa Havya. Zeh is Zayin and Hey, 7 and 5 is 12. So therefore the Shemen Zayis Hin was 12 Lugin in the Hin. So if you're talking about a chutzi, or you're talking about a shlishis, you're talking about revias, that gets you to 6, 4, and 3, respectively, as we just said. Now it continues on the Mishnah, shlishim lechzel amenoyer chatzi loig lechol ne. That you had the, this was not talking about the size of the midah, there was no midah that was shloisha umechtsa loyin, but the since the Mishnah was going through the numbers, the 6, the 4, and the 3, Rabbeinu HaKadosh Utsa threw in that there's another number of 3.5 lugin that you need for the menorah every single evening when you're lighting it so that it should light the whole night. How do you get to a cheshbon of 3.5? Because it was a chutzi loig for each ner, and there's 7 chutzi loigs, so 7 times a half gives you 3.5 altogether. Very straightforward. Freitim unon emili, how do I know that that's the shear of chutzi loig l'chol ner? Maybe it's arvias loig, maybe it's a gantz loig. Where do you take the chutzi loig from? Says the Gemara that the Kohanim did some experimentation. The Torah Rabbanan, me'er bad boike. The Pasuk says, make sure that the menorah is lit from evening until the next morning. You want to look at the pasuk down below, pasuk vav, in the Torah Ora Shalom, Oil Moy Mechutz La Paroichas Asher Al Eidus Yarech Oisai Ar Nuvonav. Go and set up the menorah mi'erev ad boiker so that it should light from the evening until the morning of the Hashem. Chukas Olam Deirusam Mi'Eis B'nai Yisrael. Ah, so it has to be mi'erev ad boiker. The question is, how much shemen do you need mi'erev ad boiker? The Tanur Rabbanan, mi'erev ad boiker, ten lamidasa shetei delekes v'lechel mi'erev ad boiker, put in enough oil. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't specifically tell us how much, but rather the Torah says, put in enough that it should last the whole night. Okay, so how does that help us? Oh, Dover Acher nocha pshat in this mi'erev ad boiker. Ein lecha avoida shekshena mi'erev ad boiker el ezul bulvat. This is the only avoida that you can go and do that lasts from evening until the morning. V'shir ha-chamim, and the Chum said, you know what the shir is of the Erev Ad-Boiker, chatzi loik. That's me'orta v'ad-tzafa. That's how much the shir is from evening until morning. The question is, how did they determine that? I might have thought they had a Kabbalah. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they had a psegimatria. No. They did experimenting. Ikadiyami m'mal l'mata shiru. What does that mean? That if you hold mimal lemata, the Chum first filled each one of the cups of the menorah lemoshel with a full loig. Then they woke up the next morning and they saw that that full loig was enough for 24 hours, not just for the nighttime, but even for the daytime. So they said, okay, so now obviously let's try out less. And then they put in the next night only 3/4 of a loig. And then they saw that it went until midday. Then they tried out 2/3. Eventually they said a half is enough, because when they finally put in a half, they saw it lasted from the evening until the morning. Oh, perfect. And then they said, okay, stop. And from now on, we're going to use a chutzi loig. So they started mimala lamata. Ikriyami mata lamala. In other words, they initially put in a 1/4 of a loig. That was not sufficient. They saw it did not last until the morning. So then they increased it from 1/4 to 1/3, and then from 1/3 to twice, that's 9/16, or whatever it was. Finally, when did it last? In fact, from night until the next morning, when it was exactly a chutzi, and that's how they determined it. So now you're wondering to yourself, why is Yomar telling us this? Who cares? No. Always start off small, because Rashi says eventually whatever is not going to be used is just going to be tossed. You don't want to go and lose out on money. So this, the man that holds Mata Lamala, holds that if you're going to start off with a full loig and then work your way down to the chutzi loig, so what's going to happen with the excess that's inside the menorah? I don't need it. I'm just going to go and toss it. I don't need necessarily in the garbage, but you can probably put it on the Beit Sadeshin, where you put the Truma Sadeshin every morning next to the Mizbeach, next to the Kevesh. So therefore, you're not going to use it. So it's you've wasted money for no reason.
Yeah.
So rather, yes.
The Torah never wants to waste Jewish money.
Of course not. Thank you. So that's where we start from the Mata Lamala, And we experimented until we got that half. Chosam when Shisa. Torah Chosam. The one that says you start off with the big one and you go down to the smaller shiroi, and anias v'mokam mashiris. It's one thing if you're talking about a private individual, you're talking about the mokam mishki, talking about the base of mikdash. Baruch Hashem, there everything was done bashiris. All the kalim that they used were either made out of gold or made out of silver. You know, we didn't just use any type of stuff. No, so therefore anias v'mokam mashiris. Don't worry about the small amounts. Avada, if you're talking about huge amounts, it's a different story. If you're talking about it with small amounts, it was nishkeferlich that you have to use and or not use that excess shemen, the difference between one loig and a half a loig.
Rami, when did they do a tavis and neros?
A tavis and neros they did in the morning.
Right, so in the time of Shimon and Tzadik, where it lasted the whole day,
mm-hmm.
What
did
they do with that near
Dalek? And then those that were Dalek, they didn't have to be mated. They only were mated to those that were necessary to clean out.
Mm-hmm. So then they had to fill it up. If
they were all still lit miraculously, then the Kohen would say, "Wow, unbelievable!" And then he would go home, and he said, "I'm going to come back later in the day. We're going to see when they're going to continue to be lit. Finally, when they're." Towards evening, when they were no longer lit, then he would be made to the nurse. Okay, Zukta Mishnah. Ma'arvin niske porim v'niske elim. Niske kvasim and niske kvasim. What is this all about? We just went through very quickly the simple math vis-a-vis the number of loigin that you needed for the various behemoths. So we said 6 lapar, 4 le'ayil, 3 lekeves. Now, we didn't talk so much about the salad or the dry goods, and that's the korban mincha. The mincha itself, how much was that? So we know that you have a separate pasuk: shloish esrim lapar, shnei esrim la'ayil, and isorim lakeves. Okay, that's all pretty straightforward. Now let's do some very simple ratios or proportions. What are the ratios? Let's start off with the par. The par has 6 loigin altogether. It also has 3 esrim. So 6 divided by 3 is a 2-to-1 ratio. You have, therefore, 2 esroinim per look. Because you multiply the 2, not 2 esroinim per look, 2 lugin per isarim. If you multiply the 2 lugin by 3, you get 6 lugin. You multiply the isarim by 3, you get 3 esroinim. So it's a 2-to-1 ratio. When you're talking about the aisle, it's exactly the same thing. Why is it exactly the same thing? Because by the aisle, you have 4 lugin, and you have 2 esroinim. So again, 4-to-2, which means the same as 2-to-1. Same ratio. However, you're talking about the keves, that's already a different ratio, because there you have 3 lugin for 1 isarin. It's a 3-to-1 ratio. Ooh. So therefore, says our Mishnah, Ma'ar v'niske par v'niske elim. The way you'd learn the Mishnah poshit is l'chad chila, on a yom tov l'mashal, like yesterday, when we brought 2 parim, 1 ayil, and 7 kvasim. So you can go and mix the minchas nisachim of the parim with the minchas nisachim of the elim. It doesn't bother me because they're the same proportion. So from the lashon and mishnah, it sounds like ma'arvin lechatchila. However, as we'll see in the Gemara, it's not so simple. Lechoyra, we mean b'di'evet. If it got mixed up, then leave it. It doesn't pass the karim. However, if instead you had niske kvasim mixing with niske parim or elim, then you'd be in trouble. Why? Because then, since the kvasim are more shmaltzi, not really shmaltzi, it's more full of shemen, more oily than the other two, if the two got mixed together, some of the oil from the niske kvasim would enter into the niske parim or niske elim, and therefore by the niske kvasim you would have a situation of a choser, and by the niske parim and elim you'd have a situation of a yeser. It's supposed to be exactly the amount and not more and not less. So therefore, niske parim, niske elim, b'dievet okay, because they're the same proportion. If more oil comes from one to the other, the other one will emit the same amount of oil from it to the other one. They're the same. Mashenki niske kvasim, niske not niske kvasim with elim and par. But you can have niske kvasim, In other words, you bring two kvasim, each one has its own carbon mincha, and now the two got somehow merged, that you don't have to worry, because again, the same proportion, keves to keves, and it makes no difference, shel shiach and shel tzibur. You're bringing a carbon tzibur of, like every single morning or every single afternoon, we bring our oilas tumish shach, oilas tumish ben raboy, that's of course an oilas tzibur, and has with it its minchas sasachim. And if you had a private individual also bringing a carbon with his minchas sasachim, a carbon with a keves, you can mix the two together, or b'diyevet, if they two together, it's okay. On to the Amid base. Similarly, shel yoyim b'shel emesh. Okay, this is based on what we've learned numerous times, that by the minchas sasachim, you didn't have to bring it immediately. One brisa says you can bring it even minchus and eskema fill the machar, and the other brisa says the fill the achar asar yom, even 10 days later. So you had a minchas sasachim which was still due from yesterday's carbon, and you have a minchas sasachim from today's carbon. The two got mixed up. Also, no problem, assuming that it's the same kvasim, or it's the same parim, or it's the same elim. If it's the same proportion, then you can get mixed up. So this is really a continuation of the kvasim and kvasim. This is kvasim, shal yachad, mishal tziba, shal yoyim, mishal emesh. Avol, like we said, im arvin niske kvasim, niske parim ve'elim, do not allow for a mixing of the two different ones. Like Rashi says at the top, halolu b'lilosan raka, v'halolu b'lilosan ova. Here you have a thicker dough, and here you have a thinner dough, because here you have more oil, here you have less oil, and you can't allow the two to get mixed together. Vimbalan, okay, so Eima Arviniski Kvasim Yudhwarvi. Vimbalan, what happens if they did get mixed together? Eilu Bifnei Atzman, Ve'ilu Bifnei Atzman, Vinis Arvu, Kshenim. Im actually, Balal is possible. What does Yudhwarv mean to say about this? It really depends on at what point did they get mixed together. If you already were boil b'fnei atzma, eil b'fnei atzma. In other words, avad l'chadchila, don't get involved with niske kvasim and niske parim ve'elim because of the different ratios. However, what happens if you already were boil each one on its own? Vinis arvo, and now they got mixed together, the niske parim and the niske kvasim. So each one you did the full dough, the full mixture, and it's all gevaldik, and now they got mixed together. Then ksheirim, then it's okay. Imachloim balal pasul. However, if you didn't do the bila, they're still raw. You still have your mincha and you have the shemen on top of it, and they get mixed together. Then the oil from one might go and leak to the other carbon, and then we have the problem of chaser v'yeser, as we said before. But we're not done yet, Rabbi Yisai, because we're going to talk more about this belila and b'fnei atzman as we get into the Gemara in Mietz Hashem. Finally, the Mishnah tells us, "Akeves abo imhu oimer avu bishem in chose kfula loyhoyu nesachav kifulin." Ooh, what is this all about? By the carbon oimer, which we would have brought had the Bismigdash been standing back almost a week ago on the first day of Chol HaMoed, or in Eretz Yisrael, first day of Chol HaMoed for us, already there would be the second day of Yom Tov, when you bring the carbon oimer, there the Torah says that you have to bring two esroinim of flour, but only niskayayin, only one loig, and not two lugim. Where does it all say that? Why don't we wait until we get down halfway down the omid, and then we'll go into the psukim by the minchas oim. But in the meantime, we're going to focus on the three, the par, the ayil, and the keves, etc. Frank Dimar, in our Mishnah, we started off by saying that ma'arvin niske parim niske elim. It sounds like l'chadchila. You got to go make parim and elim, mix it together, because after all, they're the same proportion, 2 to 1. Frank Dimar, in a minute, I'll ask you a kasha. It says in the pasuk v'hiktiroi. Now, what does this v'hiktiroi say? It talks about the aymerin of the carbon shlomim, and it says in the pasuk v'hiktiroi hakoyin hamizbecha. You have down below in Ois Aleph v'hiktiroi hakoyin hamizbecha lechem ishe lasha. What's bothering the Gemara is, since we're talking about the Eimerin, it could have said v'hiktir hakoyin hamizbecha. Why does it say v'hiktiroi? So if you want v'hiktiroi shalei arav chalav b'chalav, don't mix together two different Eimerins together as one. So the Gemara assumes that the same thing applies to the Nesachim. Don't, each carbon is a carbon on its own. V'hiktiroi, every carbon on its own. And therefore, just like you don't mix the Eimerin together, don't go and mix Nesachim together. Yet our Mishnah says, Ma'arvin, you're allowed to be Ma'arv. Even though the Loshon HaMishnah sounds like a Lechatchila, Miss Ma'arvin Niske Parman Niskeelim says, Rabbi Yochanan, it means that if they got mixed together, Nishke Ferlech, but not Lechatchila. Lechatchila is Victira. Rabbi Yochanan Sarvu Ka'omar. Frank Timura, Ihochi, you're telling me in the Sarvu. Let's continue on the Mishnah. The Ein Ma'arvin Niske Kvasim and Niske Parman Elim, that's here at the top of the Amid. And you're telling me, don't be Ma'arvin Niske Kvasim and Niske Parman Elim. And you're saying about Philip, Nisarvu Namilai. Since we are differentiating between the first Ma'arvin, where it says, you can be Ma'arv part of the Eilim, and we're saying, that doesn't mean Lechatchila, it means B'dievet. And now we're saying, Ein Ma'arvin, so that means that even B'dievet, Ba'filin Nisarvu Namilai, that even B'dievet, if they got mixed together, they're no good. V'amidik Tani Seifa, right after that, it says in the Mishnah, that Bolon Eilim from the Atzman, the Eilim from the Atzman Nisarvu, is Ksher. That if there was already a separate bila, in other words, a separate dough mixed for the parim or elim, and a separate dough for the kvasim, even the lechatchila stay away. But b'di'evet, it's kosher. Mechlal d'reish lechatchila ka'amar. So then it sounds like, just like we're saying over here, that b'di'evet it works, sounds like in the beginning it also. In other words, here we're saying that if it's already ba'olulon, elif ne'atzvin, elif ne'atzvin, it's harvus k'shem. So that means it's b'dievet. But until now, ein ma'arvin means ein ma'arvin lichat chilla, don't be ma'arv. And therefore, back to the beginning of the Mishnah, ma'arvin, it sounds like lichat chilla. So the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan is shver. He's saying that the beginning ma'arvin means b'dievet. Ein ma'arvin means a fill of b'dievet. And then it says, mimbolan, el b'fnei atzvon, nisarvu is k'shay, which is, again, b'dievet. So if it's nisarvu, Eilu if it was Bolu, Eilu of Neatzim, Eilu of Neatzim, Nisarvu, is Ksheirim, that means that is kosher B'dievet. But Lechatchila, do not go and be Ma'arv. Ah, so it says, Ein Ma'arv in Niske Kvasim, Niske Parim means Lechatchila, don't be Ma'arv. And what does it say in the Reisha, Yom Ma'arvin? That means Lechayr Lechatchila, you're allowed to be Ma'arv, the Parim and Eilim together. So what's going on? Om Rabbi, Ochi Kamer, Ma'arvin Yenon, Im Nisarv Sloson Vishamnon. Ah, every Mincha Sesachim you have to divide into half. You have the Mincha, which is the Solus and the Shemen, and you have the Yayin. And what our Mishnah is telling us is that if the Solus and the Shemen has already got mixed together from the two Korbanois, you shouldn't have done it. Only B'dievet, you have the Niske Eilim and the Niske Horim got mixed together, so that's a b'dievet situation, and b'dievet it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because they're the same proportion. Now, if you want to, you can go and take the yayin from each of the two and mix them together, even though the quantities of wine are different, but it's the same wine, so it doesn't matter if you have them mixed together. However, lechatchila, don't mix them, even though they're the same wine, but they're two different kabbanas. So if the two kabbanis have gotten mixed up in the mincha part of the mincha sesachim, then lechatchila you can go mix together the nesachim part of the mincha sesachim. Brother Shai, you had a question?
No, I'm good. Thank you. Oh,
Baruch Hashem, you should be good and should be better in there. And the Gemara continues on, v'yem lechatchila loy. Oh, so you can only mix together the nesachim if you already had a bubu, that the soilus and the shemen of the two korbanis of the parim and elim got mixed together. Then the chatchil you do the wine, but otherwise the wine you cannot mix together. V'tani we learn that the brayser med when we're in the soilus v'shemen. Avol yayin mi'arvin. Oh, it sounds like the yayin you can be ma'arv even lechatchil. Elam rabbi, hachi kamer. Heicha duhukter sultan v'shamnan. Not that it was nis'arv sultan v'shamnan, but you already makted the soilus v'shemen on the mizbeach. Mincha Sesachim, as you know, was Kula Kolil. So the entire Mincha of the Mincha Sesachim is already on the Mizbeach, and it already was mixed together, the Purim and the Elim. Oy, yoy, yoy, what did I do? It's kosher, b'dievin, no problem. Now I'm left with the Nesachim part. Ma'arvin Yayin Lechatchila. Then you can ma'arv the two wines, Lechatchila, and you don't have to worry about that. However, if you weren't makdir the soil of Hashem yet, imasarim sultan v'shamnon ma'arvin namiyena. So if the soil of Hashem have gotten mixed in, we haven't been makdir them yet, but the two kvasna, not kvasim, the elim and the parim have been mixed together, no problem. So just like sultan v'shamnon imasarim ma'arvin namiyena, then you can be ma'arv even the wine lichat chilim. However, if it was not nisarev, ein ma'arvin, then do not be ma'arvit. The question is, why can't you? Wine and wine is all the same. Why can't you be ma'arv the wine? So then, once you're in the mood of mixing and matching different kabbanis together, figuring, it's all the same, then you're going to come and be ma'arv the soilus and shaman also, from parim to elim. After all, it's the same proportion. You're not allowed to do that lechatchila. You're only allowed to do that b'di'eved. So therefore, in our Mishnah, which says that you're allowed to be ma'arev, we're talking about being ma'arev the wine. We're not talking about the soilus and shemen. The soilus and shemen, you're never allowed to go be ma'arev lechatchila, even though they're the same proportion. B'di'eved, if it got mixed together, that's okay. Fine. Now we continue on with the last part of the Mishnah. Keves abo imhu oimer. Now, what is the din over there? Here you don't have to look up the Chumash. If you have the Torah or HaSholem, he brings you the Pasuk down below. Pasuk Beis u'minchase. The mincha that we're talking about is the mincha so oimer. What does it say? U'minchase shnei esroinim. Hey, not your standard size mincha, which is one esroin. Karben oimer was two esroin. So this blue v'shem and ishul v'shem reich nichoyach v'nisko yayim. Revius ahin, it was just a revius, it was not a chutzi, it was not a ganza, it was just a revius ahin. Now, how much is a revius ahin? Revius ahin, remember we said before, is three lugan altogether. You have a hin is 12, a quarter of a hin is three altogether.
Three.
Okay, so now, normally, if you're talking about bringing your carbon, this is what we're talking about. Bringing, it's not just the Minchas Oimer, as the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment. The Minchas Oimer was accompanied by a keves, just like we find by the Shtei Alechem. It had the two kvasim. Here, the Gabi Karb Minchas Oimer had one keves. Now, one keves, if you're bringing a Minchas Tesachim, it would be one Isaroim and three Lugin, right? One Isaroim because Shloish Isaroim Laparish, Isaroim Lail, Isaroim Echel, the keves Echel. Fine. So you have one isar. Then when it comes to the yayin and the shemen, which are always the same, you have chatzia hin yelapar, shlisha sehin la'ayl, or revias sehin la'keves yoyin and or the shemen. So now the revias means that you have three. So you have three lugin. And the three lugin is for one isarin. Notice, however, here in this pasuk, it says that although the amount of isarinim were doubled, not one isarin, Shnei Yisroel, and we're talking about a keves. A keves requires one Yisroel. Here by Minchas Oimer, the Torah says two Yisroel. Okay, so now v'nisko yayin, how much do they have to have over here? The chayit should be now double your regular korban Minchas Yisroel, because your regular korban Minchachim is one Yisroel, and you got three lugin. Here you have two Yisroel, and it should be six lugin. But nevertheless, it says revias ahead, only three, and not six. And that's what the Gemara focuses on, as we're going to see. See, then look at the end of the Mishnah, which we finished off. Fourth line from the top. Akevus aboy ima oimer. Avad min shim mechose kfula. Lo yehoyu nesach of kfulim. The Nesach remained the same as if it was a regular keves. One isarayim, three lugin. Here there were two isarayim. Nevertheless, it was still only three lugin and not six lugin. That's what the Gemara is saying. Lo yehoyu nesach of kfulim. Okay, so Zokti Gemara. So one other thing that we have to think about is that, remember, when we talk about these proportions, we're talking about the shemen being mixed into the soilus. And it's true, whenever the Torah says chatzia hin yelaparsh, hin la'ayler, v'yasehin lekeves, even though that pasuk is talking about yayin, but in Bamidbar, when you get to Shlach and Koirach, there it says that, in fact, the same thing applies to the shemen, not only to the yayin. Now this pasuk, however, only says v'nisko yayin reviyasehin. So theoretically, since remember the yayin doesn't get mixed into the mincha, the yayin goes into the shitin, the mincha goes on to the marocha. So maybe the amount of shemen, in fact, is doubled. Just like shnei esroinim by the mincha. In fact, the pasuk says shnei esroinim says b'lu v'shemen. Maybe the amount of shemen is taka double. Not your revias a hin. Maybe here would be chatziah hin. It would be doubled. So the Gemara is going to focus on that in another moment. Tanu Rabbi. Double carbon, double size. Not one isar and two isar. Yachal k'shem shemenchasik kfula kach yein aikaf. I would think double the amount of yain. Tamal loyim abeniska yain avias ahin. Verily, clearly, no, just a normal revias, not double the amount. Yachal oyhe yein aikaf shein nivlam im menchasik. The yain wasn't doubled because you don't mix that with the mincha. That goes into the shittim. Avyesham aikaf shenivlam im menchasik. Maybe the shemen should be doubled to have the same consistency, the same ratio. Tam aloyim avinisgoy, kol nisachav layihu ela revias. Now, where does it say in the word vinisgoy? This is the same part. Vinisgoy yayin revias ahead. The word nisgoy comes to you all in nisachav. In other words, not only the yayin, but also the shemen. Where do I see that in the word vinisgoy? My Talmuda, what is the limud? Amre bluza. The Karina Viniskoi. Ah, if you look here, Taka Nochmal the Torah Ora Shalem, you see the last four words in the pasuk is Viniskoi Yain of Yisahin. But Viniskoi is spelled Nun Samach Chof Hey, and not Nun Samach Chof Vov. So normally, if it had Nun Nekudois, you'd read it Viniska. But the Torah, the Ar Kabbalah, is that you read it as if it has a Cholim, and you read it Viniskoi. So the question is, why does the Torah have such a kri ksiv? Amr Blazer ksiv niska, the karina miniskai. Why? Ketzad niska, the mincha ki niskai di yayin. The word niska is a feminine form, and that is referring to the mincha, which is also feminine. Both of them end off kamatz hei. Mash enkin yayin, which is the masculine form, that would be niskai. Ah, so the fact that the Torah combines the two, niska and niskoi, in one word with a Greek siv, it comes to tell you, my yayin revias, av sheminami revias. Ah, so that's the basis of our Mishnah, that says, even though the mincha was kofel, double the amount, but the nisachav, both the yayin and the shemen, were not kfulim, they were just the regular amount for a keves. Okay, you can put two dots over here. We start a new shtickle, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. This Rabbi Yochanan is unrelated to the discussion we just had now by the Karbana Oimer. The reason why we bring it is because the Gemara will bring the Karbana Oimer into the discussion shortly. But in the meantime, we're talking about a Karban Asham Mitzayr. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Asham Mitzayr, Sheshachta Shaloi Lishmoi, To'in Sachim, Shimata Oimer Kein, Pas Losai. We have for the first Mishnah in Masechta Zvachim, and we have similar in the beginning of Masechtas Menachos. How do we start off Masechtas Zvachim? Kol Zvachim Shenizbuk Shloim Lishmoyim Ksheirim Elish Liyolim Balim Shemchoyim Chutz Me Chatzos and Pesach. Yes, and then Reb Lozer said no. The same thing applies to an Asher. Good. And then Barry will say there's another Mishnah that says also an Oyla. Yeah, Mazel Tov. We're now focusing on the Tanakama that says only the Gavre Chatzos and the Korban Pesach. But all the other Kabbanos, even though the Yidin Shaloi Lishma is kosher. Now, if you recall, when we started the Gemara in Masechtas Zvachim, and we have the same thing beginning in Masechtas Menachos, that even though this karma was brought Shaloi Lishma, but don't go and do other tricks and short circuit this karma by doing other things. And the Gemara said, I'll tell you why, for two reasons. Reason number one, it's just logic, it's svara. Just because you already messed up once and you did a shloi lishma doesn't mean that you should go and mess up a second time and do something else which is wrong. And the Gemara said, besides that, it also have a kra, and the pasuk is starts off referring to the word neder, and then the pasuk ends off with the word nedava. And the Gemara asks, make up your mind, is it a neder, is it a nedava? The Gemara says, if you go and do it the way you're supposed to, then it's a neder. If you do it not the way you're supposed to, it's a kosher karban, but it's a nedava. What difference does it make if it's a neder and a nedava? If it's a neder, then you fulfilled your neder, you don't have to do it again. While if it's a nedava, then this was a nice carbon, beautiful, gevaldik, but you were not yotze, your choyvet to go and bring, you made a neder to go and bring a carbon, since it's in the dove, because you did it shaloi lishmoy, it's a kosher carbon, but le'ol le'balim shim choyvet. Okay, so that was all fine and dandy. What Rabbi Yochanan is going to focus on is the fact that the Gemara said over there that your oilas choyva has been transformed into an oilas nedava. How has it been transformed? Because you had made a neder to bring a carbon oila, and you now, the koyin that did the avoida, or the shoychid, the chef, even it wasn't the koyin, they had in mind a machshava shaloi lishmai, although it's a kosher carbon, you were not oilas shem choyva, that means you were not yoitzi, a neder became a nedava. That's very good if you're talking about a carbon oil or a carbon shlomim. You can go and transform an oilas choyvet to an oilas nedava, a shlomim of a choyvet to a shlomim nedava. The only difference is, it's the exact same carbon. The only thing is, if you have not fulfilled your obligation, you're going to have to bring a brand new one. What are you going to do with carbon osham? You cannot transform an osham of a choyvet to an osham of a nedava, because an osham, by definition, you cannot bring vitertus nedava. Just like you can't bring a carbon chatas b'teres nedava. I know Barry's already thinking to himself that there's one man the yama that said he would bring an asham toli every single day because maybe it was over. Maskim alts is wonderful, and that's another exception to the rule that all rules, that the rule is you cannot bring an asham nedava, and this is an exception that man the yama said he would bring. Fine. But getting back to our Gemara. So since you cannot bring an asham nedava, if you're going to do it shaloi lishmai, how are you going to identify this carbon still being an asham? He brought an asham and he had in mind the mushavah carbon oil. He didn't have in mind for a carbon chatas, because a chatas is a kizvah seir, an asham has to be a zachar, maskim gevaldik. So he had in mind from an asham for an oil. So, in which respect is it still an asham? It's not oil levalim shem choyva, and there's no asham nedava. So what do you do to go and give it the shame that it's still called an asham Mitzayda? So the Gemara tells us, okay, so one other thing that we have to remember is that your typical carbon oila and your typical carbon shlomim required every single time nisachim. That's the minchas nisachim which we keep on talking about. However, your typical carbon chatas and your typical carbon osham did not require a minchas nisachim. But like all rules, there are exceptions to the rule. If you want to take a quick look on Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, which we're going to learn that tomorrow, you'll see the Mishnah on Tzadik Amid Beis says, Kol karbonas hatzibur v'yochet t'unim nesachim, all, it sounds like all of them, chutz v'rabachor, v'amas, v'pesach, v'yachatz, v'yosham, no nesachim. So in practice, really what we're talking about is your oila and your shlomim. Those all require nesachim, because an oil neshlamim, and nishka bachor, and nishka mas, and nishka pesach, and nishka chatz, and nishka. But all those others, no nesachim. Ela shechatos yishol b'toyim. V'asham ha'itun nesachim. This is very, very special. So in addition to your oil and your shlamim that require minchas nesachim, the chatz mitzoyra and the asham mitzoyra require nesachim. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said so. So now we're talking about the asham mitzoyra, which requires nesachim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if a person foolishly, when bringing the korban hasham mitzayda, shechted shaloi lishmoi, so now it cannot be converted from an hasham choyve to hasham nedava v'al senido. So the only thing that leaves you that it should still have the imprimatur, it still should have the name hasham mitzayda. You know how? Bring with it that minchas nesachim. If you don't bring with your minchas nesachim with it, you passel the whole carbon. This carbon is no longer an asham mitzayda. It's nothing. That's, of course, a major chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, where he's saying that the minchas nesachim becomes like an integral portion of the carbon. All the Gemara suggest otherwise. For instance, when we talked about hilchas pigel, we said that b'shas that you are bringing the carbon itself, the actual oil of the actual shlomim, whatever, if you had a machshava chutzas mani chutzam koimai, then it becomes pickle. What happens when you're putting the minchas esachim on the mizbeach, and then you have a machshava of pickle? That's gurish, mit gurish. The minchas esachim is not considered to be, it's an adjunct to the carbon. That's why you can bring it the next day. You can bring it 10 days later. There's no din of lina, no din of noiser. all because it's not the guf hakorban itself. However, Rabbi Yochanan says the gabe di asham mitzoyra, to give it still its, to leave it with its identity of asham mitzoyra, make sure to bring that minchas esach. So, Rabbi Yochanan. Asham mitzoyra sheshachti shaloi lishmoy. Tolin nesachim. Make sure, I mean, every asham mitzoyra is tolin nesachim. We just saw that in the Mishnah, daf tzadik. That's tomorrow's daf. We want to say tolin nesachim means make sure you bring your korban minchas esachim with it. Shemiat oimerken, because if you don't, then poslasay, this will taken be possible. So this would be a good trivia question to ask someone. Besides the blaza that holds that, and korban asham shaloi b'shmoy is possible, when does the Tanakam and the Mishnah Maseches Vachem, when would he agree that your korban asham shaloi b'shmoy is possible if you didn't bring the minchas esachim according to Rabbi Yechma? Maslu Ramanasha, Bar Gadol, El Miyat the Kibbutz and Boim Ha'Oim. Oh, that's why we brought this, because we were talking about the Kibbutz and Boim Ha'Oim. Shishach the Shaloi Lishmoi. When happens there too, you shechted the Shaloi Lishmoi, that's the Kibbutz for the Korban Ha'Oimer. Taimin Chosik Kfula. Make sure that the Mincha is double. That's the Pasik that we just said, that it has to be in Minchosik Shnei Yasrayim. Shemiyat Ha'Oimer came Paslasai. Without that, maybe the whole Korban will be possible. That's an integral part. If you didn't bring the double carbon mincha sesachim, then your whole oimer is worthless. If you did it shaloi lishmai. Normally, if you did it shaloi lishmai, okay, you're going to have to bring a new keves to go and be matir the chodesh. But it would be a kosher carbon. Says the Gemara, according to your svar Rabbi Yochanan, since you messed up by shaloi lishmai, make sure that mincha is mincha kfula. Similarly, Tamid shel shachar sheshach to shalei lishmai. You're oilus tamid shel shachar in the morning. You did the shalei lishmai. Yeitoin shnei gzirin b'koyin echad. Make sure, like every single morning, when they shtel the vek the new marocha, they had to put a koyin had to put shnei gzirei eitzim. So if you did a shalei lishmai, so make sure that you did the shnei gzirim et hakoyin. Shemiyat oimer came maybe paslasai. And tamid shel ben aboyim sheshach to shalei lishmai. Yeitoin shnei gzirin b'shnei koyhanim. Actually, when we learn more in Masechtas Tamid, we're going to talk more about these things. I think we had this in Yuma as well. You had one pair of Gziri Eitzim in the morning with one Kohen, and you had the same pair of Gziri Eitzim in the afternoon with two Kohen. In other words, each Kohen brought one of the logs of wood to put on the Marach. So say the same thing over there. If you had a Tamid Shalei Rabbi, Shalei Lishmai, make sure that you have two Kohen and bring the Shnei Gzirim. Shimei Atoi Mekein Paslasai. So, Frank Timara, why did Rabbi Yochanan only focus on Hashem Metzayra? He did Shaloi Lishmoi. Make sure everything else is done perfectly, the Minchas Sesachim. Say the same thing, Legabe, the Minchas Sesachim, by the Kevas, by the Oimer. Say the same thing, Tomish Shashachim, Tomish Shalabayim, and extend it beyond the Minchas Sesachim, talk about the Gziri Eitzim. Make sure you do that perfectly, otherwise you pass on the carpet. Says the Gemara, Eimachanami, Rabbi Yochanan Taka would hold in all of those other cases. Since you did a Shaloi Lishmoi, make sure that every other aspect was done correctly and perfectly, otherwise you pass the karma. Zog the Gemara, that's of course a bissel, a shvacha teretz. Why is that a shvacha teretz? Because since he only talked about Hashem Metzoyra, which is such a rare carbon, why didn't he talk about the daily carbon tamid? Vusepis. Elam Abayi and Abayi therefore has another teretz, chodem inay, oh, it's enochanami. This Ella goes together. He's only chapping on one of all. However, Reb Abba on the side it says Rava, which makes sense. Abaye v'Rava. Rava Omar Mishlem Hanach Oilois Ninu. Like we said at the outset, there's a fundamental difference between a carbon oila that you brought Shaloi Lishmoi and a carbon Asham Mitzoyre Shaloi Lishmoi. It's Mishlem Hanach referring to the kevis that you brought together with your minchas oimer, as well as your tomish l'shachat, tomish l'abayim. These are all oilas. Eloi chazal oilas choyva, karvid oilas nedova. It's not a total failure. Okay, it's not a oilas choyva, meaning you were loy oil l'baal m'shem choyva, but you brought it up. Elohoch eloi mukmes lei b'miltzei, if you're not going to go and say that we're going to go and add the Minchas Sesachim, we're going to be very, very careful and very meticulous about that. There is no such thing as an Asham Nedava. So what is going to be the seal on this carbon Asham Netzoy, which is brought to Shaloi Lishmoi? what is going to still, in which respect will it still have the character of being an Hashem Mitzayra? Says him, well, I'll tell you why, or I'll tell you how. Make sure to add the Nesachim. What is that going to help? You never have a Nesachim by an Asham. You only have it by the Hashem Mitzayra alone. That's what the Mishnah says in Yom Beis. A regular carbon Asham, no Nesachim. Here you bring Nesachim. Oh, then everybody will realize, yo. It's Tak and Hashem Mitzayra. After all, it's not an Hashem Mitzayra that you were Yoitza, that the Mitzayra is now been Yoitza. He's still going to have to bring his carbon Asham. But at least it'll still have the imprimatur, the name of the Hashem Mitzayra. Tani Yibas and Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem Mitzayra, Sheshach, Vishaloi, Vishmoi, our very case. Or he didn't put on the bahinus. Harizu oila the gabim mizbeach. Yo, put on the mizbeach. V'toan nesachim. Make sure you put the nesachim on. Because if you don't do the nesachim, it's going to be posel, says Rabbi Yochanan. Posel, come. You have to burn it on your base adeshim. But so Rechoshim achelat here. Of the mice, it's still not a kosher osham because it's kosher in the sense. It's like the Mishnah begins. Called Rosh Hashanah Ksheirim. It's kosher. He was not Yoitza the Osham to be matir him to go and return to Toicha Machna. He's going to have to bring a brand new carbon Osham. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, to be continued mentioned tomorrow. Have a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos, Kodesh.
He has many days to bring this to.
Right? Michael Sachem, yes, he has up to 10 days.
Right, so it's going to be confusing. He didn't, whether he brought it or didn't bring it, you know, you have to keep pretty good records here.
I guess so.
Well, one brief question. So when we're talking now about the carbonates that come with the Omer.